Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. Once I was speaking with a Christian doctor who very, very humbly admitted, doctors treat, but only God can heal. And that's so true. I mean, now, we don't reject doctors and medicine. That would be foolish. And the gospel writer Luke was a medical doctor. And when Christians are seriously ill, the Apostle James tells them to call for the elders of the church, who will both pray over him or her, and also anoint with oil. That's not the term for a ceremonial anointing, but it's a term which described a very, very basic medical treatment of that time. And the Apostle Paul told Timothy to take a little wine for his stomach and for his frequent infirmities. So we thank the Lord for good medical people, and we thank the Lord for good medicines. Now, at the same time, precisely because we are fearfully and wonderfully made, as Psalm 139 says, our bodies, when they're kept healthy, have tremendous power under God's blessing to fight illness and, in the manner of speaking, to heal themselves. And I think that's what that doctor meant when he said doctors treat, but only God heals. But he does it in many ways, right, just right through our own bodies. Now, the study of how natural substances can help your body reinforce its own defenses and in that way promote bodily healing is known as, here's a big word for you, homeopathics. It's a controversial field, but to say the least, it really is a fascinating one. Now, this week on HealthWise, we're going to just start the conversation about this mysterious world of homeopathics. The term is made up of two Greek words, homo, which means the same, and pathos, which means suffering. Now, that seems like kind of an odd idea. It's basically the same reasoning as a flu shot. Like cures like. Taking a small dose of a substance that resembles or mimics an infectious substance will trigger your body to strengthen its army of immunities and win your current battle for health. But the difference is with homeopathics, these substances are natural, and there's quite an array of those substances, as you're going to learn. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. And there, in their large and fascinating nutrition department, you will meet both Alex Wolf and Matt Lombardo, Cottage Pharmacy's two experienced nutritionists. And Matt is our guest again today on HealthWise. We welcome your calls with your questions, and I'm sure you'll have them, about homeopathics. The call-in number is 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. But for now, Matt, get us on the playing field of homeopathics. Good to have you with us again.
Hello, it's good to be back.
Talk to us about homeopathics. What's your experience with them from the very beginning with them?
It's a very vast field. It's kind of a science in itself. It is very interesting, as you said, and there's a lot of moving parts to it, for sure.
Yeah, tell us. really, quite frankly, it's as vast as the created order, I would think. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can be used for all kinds of things. Give us some of those parts.
Well, basically, as you said, there are certain natural things in the environment that, if we're exposed to enough of it, will cause a symptom or a side effect. Herbal ingredients, animal parts of animals that affect our bodies in different ways.
Yeah. Now when I hear side effects, I think negative. What you're saying is that's not necessarily negative.
Well, they what homeopathics try to do is take things that cause a negative effect on the body. For example, too much magnesium will cause diarrhea. So what homeopathic medicine will do is take a magnesium molecule and dilute it many times over, and that's what they'll administer to help treat the symptom of diarrhea.
Now, is something that small, you talk about dividing a molecule of magnesium, that tiny amount really can have that kind of impact on the human body?
That is the belief. That is the homeopathic. Yeah, okay. That's the basis of the system.
Now, we've got to be fair here. Homeopathic remedies, they don't get much favorable treatment in the traditional channels. So how do you respond to the negative press as a nutritionist?
Well, the way I look at it is, it goes back, hundreds of years, homeopathic medicine, and it's been used and trusted by many people for a very long time. So when I kind of got into this industry, I look at it that it's inexpensive. There are no negative effects, no side effects, no long-term effects. It's very gentle on the body, and there's almost no interaction with any other medication. So it's very versatile in that way. A lot of people will say that there's a placebo effect, that it does nothing but make you feel better, in the placebo way.
Yeah, you think you will get better by taking this homeopathic treatment, and therefore you do get better, kind of thing.
Right. It's a low risk, way of going about things. Normally, you can start someone off first by taking a homeopathic to see if it works, to see if it makes them feel better. And a lot of people do feel better. A lot of people strongly believe in it. Absolutely.
Yeah, but now I come to you at Cottage Pharmacy. I'm a skeptical New Yorker. I'm looking at your array of homeopathic treatments that are there, and I have looked at them. How do you convince me that your homeopathic remedies aren't some 21st century version of snake oil?
Right. I can't, validate them. I can't validate that. However, I can say that this such and such a product has been trusted by my customers and repeat customers for years.
Yeah.
These are things that have been used for hundreds of years to treat certain things.
Yeah, it's fair to say something may work with one person, one body, but not with another. Correct.
Right.
Yeah, which in that sense is not really much different than medicines that we would take, where some, as they say, agree with you and some don't.
Right.
Matt, maybe back up a bit. Where do these homeopathic remedies come from? What substances are they made of? What are these molecules?
They're sourced from so many different things. A lot of them are herbs. A lot of them are plants. But there are certain parts of animals that are used, minerals, vitamins, zinc, for instance, is used as a homeopathic. It's diluted many times over, and you'll see them on the labels. If you look at a box of homeopathic medicine, you'll see the Latin term of what this part of the environment what the name of it is for.
Yeah. Now, it's fair to say, I mean, there are over-the-counter remedies that are homeopathic. When you mention zinc, you think of the Zicam and,
right.
and other things. Are there other over-the-counter homeopathic treatments that our listeners might be familiar with?
Sure. I mean, anything you've... there's definitely some that you'll find in a regular pharmacy. Zicam is probably one of the most popular ones. But there's a very popular topical cream called Toprosin.
Topical cream for things like eczema?
Like arthritis. Calendula cream would be is from Marigold, and that's a homeopathic for any kind of skin, dry skin, healing skin conditions. Chamomile is diluted into a homeopathic, and it's very effective for teething babies.
Matt, how do people that specialize in this find out about it? I mean, how do you go from a marigold plant and you find something in it that does something? I mean, is this just kind of trial and error or what?
It's extremely old. I mean, ever since ancient Greece, homeopathic, the whole basis of like heals like, or treats like, I should say, that dates back to Hippocrates. Hippocrates. So it's like very, you know, it goes back.
Yeah. So there's kind of this oral and written tradition of certain plants. This would include animal substances as well, correct?
Yeah. Well, the one of the main ingredients in Toprosin, as I said, is actually lizard venom. Believe it or not, it's you know, if you want to do a fun experiment, go to come to Cottage Pharmacy, pick a homeopathic remedy off the shelf, and Google some of the ingredients and the Latin names, and you'll find some wild things in there for sure.
Yes, yeah, so you know how people found out that lizard venom was good for the skin.
Right.
I guess you get it on your skin and you feel better, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, you know, it goes back to something that's such a basic thing. I mean, in this program, we assume a biblical worldview, so to speak. And when God created everything, everything was good. Now, the fall brings kinks into everything. But substances in themselves, I mean, even poisons in themselves have their legitimate use. So I'm assuming, Matt, that's kind of what we're tapping into when we're dealing with homeopathic medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think of how Luther Burbank, it wasn't so much homeopathic medicine, but his the great botanist, when he was dealing with soybeans and with peanuts, discovered hundreds of uses for peanuts, and maybe some of them are homeopathic remedies, I don't know, but there's a wonderful story of how a reporter interviewed this black botanist and said, isn't there a limit to what you can come up with when you're working with peanuts? And George Washington Carver, who was a very committed Christian, said, well, no, the infinite God is in back of all of these things. Therefore, theoretically, the uses are infinite. So perhaps that's a biblical basis. Well, I told you this would be a fascinating world of homeopathics. We're going to come back to it. We'd like your questions, I'm sure you do, about lizard venom and other related things. And the phone number is 631-955-5400. We'd love your calls. We'll be back in just a moment.
I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer is always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
Bill Shishko here with you. We're in the HealthWise program, 631-955-5400 here on WLIE Radio, living up to its background. I think WLIE was the first talk station on Long Island, and we still have that. 631-955-5400. Please give us a call with your questions about homeopathics. I do want to remind you that when you go to Cottage Pharmacy, which is 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, when you go there and you meet Matt and you meet Alex and you meet Dory and you meet Stephanie, you're working with family members there. Tell them you heard HealthWise on WLIE 540 AM. They treat everybody like family, but they'll treat you especially like family, especially Matt Lombardo, who is in the nutrition department. We are talking today about homeopathics. Matt, you mentioned this before. Give some specific instances of how homeopathic remedies have helped people, and were these combined with, if I can put it this way, more traditional medicine, or flesh that out for us a bit.
Well, I have a few items that are very effective for now, cold and flu. I know our pharmacist actually depends on it for her whole family. It's a long name. It's called acylococcinum. And
you want to spell that one for us?
Sure. Sure. It's a long one. It's a doozy. It's O S C I L L O C O C C I N U M.
Yeah, people can just come in and say, I need the stuff for the flu that begins with ox.
Right.
Okay. Rick, our engineers, you use it, Rick?
Yes, and I believe, and you can correct me, it's acylococcinum.
Acylococcinum, yep.
Wow, there you go.
All righty.
Very well.
See,
yeah.
You've got a professional in radio. They know how to pronounce you. So I don't know how to pronounce it. Tell us about it.
Well, it's... The main ingredient, and you'll have to bear with me here, anise barbari. I have to apologize. I'm not sure exactly what that comes from, but it does work in reducing the duration of flu symptoms. And I like I said, the pharmacist swears by it here.
Now that's not lizard venom.
No.
That's, what is it?
That I honestly. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Okay. Yeah, but so what it does is it strengthens your body to fight off the flu symptoms, correct?
Right.
Yeah, now does it help also to prevent you from getting the flu? You take this, you wait till you get the symptoms, or you just take it and believe that it will help ward off your getting the flu to begin with?
It's not a preventative. It mainly treats the symptoms.
Yeah, it treats the symptoms. So you're not saying don't get a flu shot?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay, so what exactly is the relationship of homeopathic treatments and traditional medical treatments?
Well, they're just two different, they're similar in that they both are for treating symptoms.
Symptoms, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, so I've got the symptoms, raspy throat, kind of achy body. I've taken the flu shot, and then you know, I get some strain of it. I come in and get the stuff that begins with an ox, and that's going to basically help me feel better, right?
Right.
Yeah, and because it's natural. Now, do people have allergies to some of these things?
That's the thing about homeopathic remedies that's really great is there's really no interaction. There's no allergic reaction or...
Yeah, again, it's like a flu shot. It's a small enough amount that it's not going to fail you with the flu, but it's enough that it builds up your body's immune system. Am I right? I mean, that's the same principle.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to basic things. Headaches. Homeopathic remedies for headaches.
Sure. One of the more popular ingredients I have here, Kali Phosphoricum. It's with a K. K-A-L-I, phosphoricum, P-H-O-S, P Thuricum.
Yeah, we say the stuff that sounds like cauliflower.
Right.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
There's the names are really really trying sometimes. But.
Yeah, but you know what they are.
Right.
So somebody comes, I come in and say, I got a headache problem. I have a friend of mine, he says, I said, you have headaches very often. He says, only on days that end in Y.
Right.
So he comes
if you come
to
in, if you come into me and you have a headache and you can't take aspirin because you have an ulcer or something or ibuprofen or you're sensitive to this or sensitive to that, but you can't get rid of this headache, and I would absolutely go over to the homeopathic section and pick up a bottle.
Yeah, that's very, very practical, very helpful, because some of you have been told because ibuprofen may affect your liver. If you're having issues, you don't need your blood thinned anymore. You're certainly wanting to stay away from the aspirin. That's a very, very practical, very helpful. What about gastrointestinal problems?
There, absolutely. I have. Let's see. There's a product I have called Gastalia, which is for pain, bloating, pressure, and discomfort. Again, if you can't take Prilosec, or you can't take Gas-X, or you want to take something more natural with less side effects.
Yeah, very so practical direction. They come into Cottage Pharmacy. They're looking at over-the-counter remedies, the standard medicines. Always, always read the warnings on there. And if you're taking medicines that might have a negative interaction with what you take, make your way to the nutrition department. And Matt or Alex may have something that can help you that's a natural remedy. We mentioned arthritis, skin problems. Are there other things that lotions that help out?
Yes. Arnica is probably the most popular homeopathic remedy we have, and that's used for arthritis, pain, bruising, swelling. That comes in a gel, in a cream, in an ointment, you name it. Tofersen, as I mentioned, is for the same thing. It's for joint pain.
Yeah, pretty enough to give as a Christmas gift. What a stocking stuffer.
Sure.
Yeah, speaking of that, Matt, yeah, I'm a book guy. I like to look something up in a book. I can Google the thing. I'd rather have something on my shelf I can look at. Somebody wants to give a Christmas gift of a book on homeopathy. What book or what author do you recommend?
William Bulrich, Guide to Homeopathic Medicine.
Spell the last name again.
Bulrich, B-O-E-R-I-K-E.
Bulrich. You don't have any Smiths and Joneses with this stuff, I can tell.
No.
Homeopathic is hard enough to say. Okay, so first name is Howard?
William.
William, okay, I should know that one. And what's the title of the book?
It's The Guide to Homeopathic.
Okay, the guide. Now, is that something you sell at Cottage Pharmacy?
We do not.
Oh, you don't. Okay, well, maybe get some. Okay, but that's something people can get on their Amazon or wherever it is they go. Okay, so we've been discussing homeopathics today with Matt Lombardo. Matt, tell us a little bit more about your department and invite us to come. What are you going to tell us to invite us to come to your nutrition department at Cottage Pharmacy?
We have a great selection, personalized service. You'd be dealing with either myself or Alex, who's just as knowledgeable, if not more. And we have great prices, and just a friendly environment. It's a great place.
Yeah, and I'm right. If people have gotten prices at other places that are lower, you'll match those prices so long as they can say show you that this is the price from another place.
Of course.
Yeah, of course, having been at Cottage Pharmacy, I think you're going to get the lowest prices anywhere. They have nutrition drinks there. They have things. Offhand, Christmas gifts you can think of. We teased about it before. Things in your department great to give for Christmas gifts.
We have salt lamps. We have gift bags with lotions and skincare. Our boutique has a beautiful selection of clothing, of accessories, of makeup. Really, it's a beautiful store.
Yeah, a fascinating story. Meet Dory in the department. Just a few things we do want to emphasize when it comes to homeopathics. Certainly get good medical advice for conditions that are chronic or serious. Usually, if a problem lasts for more than a week, consult with your doctor. Be sure to tell your health practitioner if you are using homeopathic remedies, just to be sure there wouldn't be any conflicts there. And if you do experience negative side effects, and this is with anything that you ingest, stop taking what you're taking, but do confer with your health practitioner if you're going to get off medication that he or she may have prescribed for you. Matt, thanks so much for joining us once again here on HealthWise. And our thanks, too, to Cottage Pharmacy for sponsoring today's program. Just a reminder, visit that great store to visit. Visit them at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, and you will find that it is far more than a pharmacy. And remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you will receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies. You'll get that 20% discount in the boutique and in the nutrition department that we've been featuring. And be sure to look for Matt and Alex when you're in that great nutrition department. And do tell them that you heard HealthWise on WLIE. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely. What is it to live wisely? It's to walk in the fear of God, and that comes when you have your personal dealings with the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we walk wisely, more in the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of Health Wise.
Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on the toll-free number 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.